Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Richies. So normally this starts with, you know, us talking to each other, but we got some news last night that we are going to talk directly to you because this is our 200th show, but it's also our last show.
Yeah. So, you know, we love you guys so much. And obviously, even the Rich is still continuing. So don't get too nervous about that. But I'm just happy we've gotten to do this for almost a year. And we love you guys so much. And it's been a blast.
Yeah. Like, kind of echoing what Brooke said, this has been such an incredible journey. We've learned so much. Mm-hmm. We obviously don't want to leave you guys from The Daily Show, but it's just the way that the cookie crumbles, the way the industry works.
But
we'll see you on Even the Rich. We love you guys so much.
And so much.
We're going to make this episode the best one yet.
Yeah.
April Fools. Suckers. Just kidding. Sucker. We love you guys.
Yes.
I really hope we got someone with that.
I mean, they probably know us too well.
I know. I was like, well, this is a sinking ship before it even leaves the dock. We are not leaving. We're talking about someone who may be leaving the biz, Jim Carrey. So he says that he's done enough acting and is calling it quits.
Yes. So obviously you guys are all so relieved that it's not us leaving the biz, Richies.
Yeah. I mean, we're just getting started.
Yeah. Think of all the songs I haven't sung and all the accents we haven't done.
Okay, maybe we are done then. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skipper-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. It's Friday, April 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy birthday, Richies. We're 200.
Yeah, and we still look so good.
Ugh. Let me tell you, injections, they are the revolution.
Praise the Botox gods.
But yeah, we are celebrating our 200th show today, which is just wild. And we're going to be talking about retiring, but not us. Hope you recover from that sick-ass April Fool's joke. We're talking about Jim Carrey, who says it's time for him to throw in the towel. Maybe. He spoke to Access Hollywood yesterday, where he was promoting his new film, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Which, I'm sure you figured out, is the sequel that I don't know anyone asked for to the first Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And Jim stars as the villain Robotnik alongside actor Ben Schwartz as the voice of Sonic. And during the interview, Jim was asked to respond to recent comments made by country music legend and future Even the Rich subject, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
So in February, Dolly was on the Mr. Nashville Talks show and said she'd like Jim to play her former music partner, Porter Wagner, in a biopic about her. Now, Jim was obviously surprised by Dolly's comments because, like, wouldn't anyone be? She's like, Dolly Parton's thinking about me? Well, that's amazing. He said, well, that's a lovely thing, but I'm retiring. And the reporter was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, probably. I'm being fairly serious.
I don't believe this for a second. Like,
I mean, yeah.
It's like Tom Brady.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Yeah, sure. We're retiring. Okay. See you next month. God.
More like see you next Tuesday.
Whoa.
Tom Brady.
So, Jim says he's thinking about retirement because he enjoys his quiet life, but he's not completely opposed to working as an actor again. So, if the right thing comes along, he'll consider it. And he said that if Dolly seriously approached him about a role, he'd definitely hear her out.
Yeah, of course. So he called Dolly another worldly talent that is just bigger than you can imagine, saying, I would always speak to Dolly. Same. He also said that doing another film would just depend on the project, saying, if the angels bring some sort of script that's written in gold ink that says to me that it's going to be really important for people to see, I might continue down the road. But he says for now, he's taking a break, adding, I feel like, and this is something you might never hear another celebrity say as long as time exists, I have enough. I've done enough. I am enough. I mean, I will listen. I don't blame him if this is true. Like, I'm sure I feel like I'll get to a certain point in my life where I'm like, unless it's pure magic, I'm not going to get out of bed.
I mean, I already feel that way.
Well, thank God your co-host is pure magic to get you up every day.
I just feel, and I mean, I'll fully concede that I am sour towards Jim Carrey currently. But this whole quote, he just, lately, he seems to be coming from a holier-than-thou stance that not feeling. Like, you might never hear another celebrity as if he's just this, like, cream-of-the-crop, unheard-of, top-of-the-line celebrity. And it's like, calm down.
Yeah, he's kind of been like this for the last couple of years, like this shift in his, I don't know, just demeanor.
And I feel like, again, like I feel like you hear this from musicians all the time. We're done, the band's done, and then there's the reunion tour, and then there's the top hits tour. And it's like, okay, come on. Like, just why even talk about it? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, true.
So even though Jim may stop making movies, maybe, he still has other ways that he can express himself artistically. Apparently, he's been painting for years, and he says, I really like putting paint on canvas, and I really love my spiritual life.
That's the one Arisha hates. He also took the Access Hollywood interview as an opportunity to plug his upcoming NFT project. Listen, I don't understand NFTs. I'm going to be really honest. I know they're digital art and stuff.
I don't think anyone really understands them. Like, we know what we get the idea of them, but it's like, really? Is this real?
Yeah, I'm sure we're just idiots. I mean, I don't know.
No way. But... no, we're in a simulation and it's like a game, like a virtual game where it's like, look at this currency. This is real. Okay.
Yeah, great point.
Let me buy this bread with this meme.
Please try to buy bread with a meme. I'm begging you. So Jim's NFT project is called Magic Hour, and it's going to be released this month. He described it as a mix of painting and spoken word that delves into my existential musings.
Does anyone else feel like we're at, like, Tisch School of the Arts Poetry Slam right now?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It was on Gossip Girl, so it's got to be, right?
It's got to be real then. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't know. This is all just so Jim Carrey to me.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if this was all for his upcoming movie. Like he's just like method acting or something.
Like what's his face? Joaquin Phoenix.
I was thinking of Jared Leto, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
any of those
guys.
Clowns.
Any of them. Mm-hmm.
So Jim isn't just talking about his career these days. He has opinions on the choices other actors are making, which I always think is super rich. Like Paul Dano, who is currently playing the Riddler in the new film, The Batman. And for those that don't know, Jim played the character back in 1995 in the movie Batman Forever. Honestly, how many titles are there with Batman in them?
Too many.
Yeah. But Jim has feelings about Paul's portrayal. So in a recent interview with Unilad, Jim admits he hasn't even seen the new Batman movie yet, but says it's a very dark version. I have mixed emotions about it, adding to each his own and all that. But he does admit the movie is very well done, which I don't know how he knows all of this if he hasn't seen the movie.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe just from the trailer. Listen, I don't care.
From
but
the trailer.
Everyone gets so riled up every time a new Batman movie drops. Like, could you guys just relax? Like, these people are just, like, marching upstairs from their parents' basement and going outside and being like, did you guys hear who's playing Batman? It's like, chill out. Go make your own Batman movie.
Okay. But to be fair, that was me for the Chris Nolan films, and they were so good. But I don't disagree.
So you were wrong.
I did come up from my parents' basement and drove
it's
my brothers
like,
to see it.
Come on. Like, go start a GoFundMe, make your own Batman movie, and cast the perfect actor, and I'm sure the whole world will just agree and love it.
I'm just sick.
I've had enough
of these Brits stealing our roles.
Stop it. Stop. So Jim does say that he loves Paul and he thinks he's a tremendous actor. So Paul's been in movies like There Will Be Blood, Little Miss Sunshine.
Night and Day with Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise. His best performance.
That's his breakout role. Mm-hmm. But Jim says he worries about the performance Paul gave as the Riddler, saying, there's a spot of worry in me over gaffer taping people's faces and encouraging people to do the same. So in the film, the character leaves this mark on his victims. Mm-hmm. And Jim also says some sickos out there might adopt that method, saying, I do have a conscience about the things I choose. I know there's a place for it, and I don't want to criticize it, but it's not my kind of thing.
I just think that that's rich coming from a man who starred in a movie where he just put some random mask on his face. What if people start doing that?
People are doing that. But also, I do get where he's coming from here. Because I've had that thought.
Like, I mean, but that's true for, like, every movie.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, if they're, in his words, if they're a sicko, like, I don't know that not having the media out there is going to be the thing that stops them from doing something.
Sure. But I appreciate or I accept his desire to not do those things, I guess. But he can't judge other people for it, I guess.
I'm anti-Jim Carrey right now. So, like, everything he says, I'm seeing through the lens of, like... Sit down, Jim. Anyway, back to Jim. So he's also been in the news this past week for speaking out against another celebrity, Will Smith, which, of course, we've covered to quite an extent here in Rich and Daily. He slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, and Jim very publicly criticized him, said he was sickened by the standing ovation he received, thought that he should have been sued for $200 million. But because this is the beautiful age of the internet, old clips of Jim behaving horribly at an award ceremony have resurfaced and people are rightfully calling him a hypocrite.
Yeah.
This is something that I'm just like,
it's just so classic.
I know. So many skeletons come out when the internet has a say in it. So footage from the 1997 MTV Movie Awards shows Jim walking up to the stage to collect an award from Alicia Silverstone. And when he gets to the podium, he grabs her by the head and pretty aggressively pulls her in and kisses her.
Yeah, this would never fly today, like, at all.
No.
She's clearly uncomfortable. Like, you can see she kind of, like, pushes him off of her. Mm-hmm. It's awkward to watch, and it's pretty clearly sexual harassment for anyone with eyeballs.
Yep.
And during the same awards, Jim was also seen trying to kiss, ironically enough, Will Smith after he was announced the winner of the Best Kiss Award.
Sounds familiar.
So It does. So Will's like trying to make his way up to the stage, not to slap anyone this time, just to get the award. Mm-hmm. And Jim basically like grabs him by the neck and he like sticking his tongue out towards his face.
Uh-huh.
And Will's trying to shove him away. Jim's really aggressive. I do feel like this is probably one of those moments where Will Smith was like, oh, this is funny. Let's do this. Like he probably was playing mm-hmm. into it, but I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jim thought he was being funny. Like back in the 90s, he was just wild.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, this is the kind of comedy, unfortunately, that played back then.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, you know, it's cringy to see it now, for sure.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I was sickened by it.
Oh,
and
no.
I would sue. $200 million.
$200 million.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Just the nerve. The nerve for him to stand on that high pedestal when he did this.
This is just proof. You got to keep your mouth shut. If it doesn't involve you, don't say anything.
Yeah. And keep your mouth shut also when it comes to kissing people that have not consented to being kissed.
That's a good tip.
Works twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep those mouths shut. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our incredible theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Joshua J. Ha Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Happy anniversary, Brooke and Ross.
Aw, thank you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.